And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa's at Whalers Cove Lodge with our group up there for a great three-day trip. Going to have a good time and get a report from him tomorrow. In the studio with me, Captain Brian Kiyohara from the American Angler. We'll be talking fishing here and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Last year, we had an unbeatable fishing season, one of the best in decades. I think we'll all take another year just like it. Now, just imagine what it could be like if we have an unbeatable season 39 years in a row. Well, that's exactly what Ford has done with their F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks 39 years in a row. We love our F-150s here in San Diego. Ford trucks give you the freedom to launch your boat with ease thanks to Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the freedom to toss all your gear in the bed no matter how wet and messy it gets, and the freedom to fit 5 full-size guys comfortably in the cab. And right now, during the Ford Freedom Sales event, you'll get the freedom from interest charges with Ford's best finance rate of the year. Freedom from high monthly payments thanks to special summer lease programs, plus the freedom to save even more on trucks with smart bonus tags. It's an incredible combination of savings on an incredible lineup of trucks. So don't miss the Ford Freedom Sales event. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina, resort, and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and it's the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip, but the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rick is on the catamaran right now from Juneau on his whaler, Whaler's Cove, for his three-day trip up there. I'll be joining the group with the four-day trip on Monday up there and seeing Rick as we flip-flop on the planes at the dock at Whaler's Cove. But great show here this weekend. Starting off here with Captain Brian Kiyohara from the American Angler. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Pete. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you for being here. Man, we're in the heat of the summer season here, and American Angler, you've been catching some fish.
Yeah, we've been having some successful trips. It has been mostly yellowtail fishing for us. This whole tuna thing, it's kind of at a premium.
Yeah.
You know, it's... Either they're hard to find or you do find big areas of tuna and it's hard to get them to bite.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But good grade yellow.
Oh, yeah. The yellowtail fishing has been our bread and butter and has been the sport fishing bread and butter for its inception.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love to fish yellowtail. It's the funnest.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah, it's the funnest type fishing for me. It's my favorite.
Is it all types of yellowtail fishing? Yo-yo? Dropper loop, surface iron, bait.
It has been. You know, and even for the local guys, Catalina, Channel Islands, all the way down to us, it's pretty much been the bread and butter.
Yeah.
Whether it be kelps or structure type fishing, it's pretty much been keeping everybody busy this year.
Some nice, great fish, too.
There has been, you know, that local fish on kelps and stuff and bugging the guys at the islands are doing good. And you know, all of Catalina, Clemente this year has been phenomenal. It's been a yellowtail year for sure.
Yeah. What about Dorado? The water's warm. There should be some Dorado around. Are they around?
Yeah, we're starting to see more Dorado showing up on the kelps all the time. There's a few nicer grade ones mixed in. Here, this recent influx of Dorado you see in the counts, they're kind of on the smaller side. Mm-hmm. 4-pounders. I see some that we call neckties.
Yeah.
That look like a necktie that we drive away from. But, you know, hopefully more and more of these warm water species, the Dorado and stuff like that, start showing up for the guys.
Yeah. So American Angler right now is in their summer fishing season. What's that mean for you trip length-wise?
We're doing all kinds of different trips from day and a half to 7 days.
Oh, wow.
Right now, Ray's on the front side of a 7-day trip right now.
Nice.
And, they're down on the beach fishing yellowtail today, but tomorrow probably looking for wahoo, that kind of thing. So we do a little bit of everything.
Wow. So on a 7-day, how far can you go?
Well, Ray's probably going to end up on the ridge, the okay. 23 or the 13, and, you know, fish the rocks, that kind of stuff. So 475 miles from home.
Nice. Certainly potential for catching what on a 7-day?
This time of year, wahoo. It is probably the most exotic fish, and you know, traveling up and down the coast from there, trying to, you know, mix in filler with yellowtail and tuna, that kind of thing. But
nice,
it's the wahoo's the primary goal for that length of trip right now.
We're kind of getting toward the end of August, and that means closer to that phenomenal fall fishing, right?
We hope so.
Yeah.
We hope so. There's some years for us, speaking of the long-range fleets, where it can be tougher with the warmer water temperatures. El Nino historically has been tougher fishing for us further down the coast just because the water's so warm, and it seems like everything migrates north. It seems like the last couple of years with warm water, all this yellowfin tuna and stuff right out in front of the house here, it's been tougher for us down below. But, you know, regardless of the conditions, we'll make it work. You know, we'll go out and show the people a good time and do our best and hopefully have successful trips.
Are you seeing, I know here we're seeing higher than normal water temperatures. Are you seeing that down below too?
You know, it's interesting. It started off cooler and then all of a sudden, bam, we had a time period of good weather, not a lot of wind on the outside when the water temperatures escalated. And then now it seems like it's cooling back down. You know, there's a lot of 71, 72-degree water around, whereas beforehand you'd be driving, it'd be like 75, 76, or you'd be like, wow, it's like bath water. But it seems like when the wind blows, it takes that surface layer off the top of the ocean and the true temperature comes in. So I would say it's warmer than normal, if there is a normal, but it's not an extreme hot year by any means.
Yeah. And you like seeing that colder water coming in?
I do. I do. You know, I think cooler water, it just seems like it makes the ocean replenish. You know, it's better for bait fish. Even though there's a lot of bait up and down the coast right now, it seems like that cooler water, that kelp comes back, everything's healthier, you know, and maybe the A word.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Hopefully. We hope so. I mean, pretty much that's what the fleet has been missing for a while. You know, it... I talk to my customers all the time in the galley, and it's like, you remember when we took those for granted? And is there anything else to catch? But, you know, for sport fishing boats, you know, if the wind comes up, you're getting jig strikes. And, you know, if you have a pair of brown deck boots on, you stand a good chance of catching one, where, like right now, a lot of this bluefin tuna fishing, this and that, if you're not a pro caster or, you know, a real comfortable on a sport fishing boat, chances are you don't even have a chance to catch one. You know, it's not even in the realm. It's tough. It's
wait for your kite rotation.
Yeah, it's black diamond type fishing. Whereas, you know, that whole albacore stuff, it's really, you know, you get a stop and they're biting a little bit. Everyone has an opportunity to bend their fishing pole and have a good time. So it's we always want what we don't have, and
yeah,
right now we don't have those, and that's what we don't want.
Yeah, I just can't wait for that sound, and it will come.
Oh yeah,
come. I can't wait for that sound of a screaming reel off of a troll stock.
Yeah,
you know, we haven't heard that in a few years.
Yeah, you know, it's actually I have crew members that have never even seen one.
Wow.
You know, it's been that long, and just, you know, it's just,
and that's
cyclical.
Bill, I mean, you've been in the San Diego sport fishing fleet for how long, Brian?
1983. So
you've seen a few years.
Yeah, I've seen two cycles of albacore, and it's hopefully yeah, for this new generation that they're going to be seeing a cycle here soon.
And that's exactly what the ocean does. It cycles. You know, a lot of the extreme environmental groups go, oh, it's overfishing is causing the bluefin to go be depleted, the albacore are gone because of overfishing or pollution. It's not. It's a cycle, right?
I sure think it is. Yeah. You know, as far as the guys up in the Columbia River, they're doing just fine. Jage and Jack Webster and those guys, they're having a successful year up there. So it's not like they're extinct or anything. It's just the current conditions or what have you, they just haven't been coming our way.
Yeah. So you spend a lot of time inshore, I know, especially because you're a lobster guy. The kelp is starting to come back a little bit, isn't it?
It is, but it isn't, boy.
Yeah.
You see kelp on the meter, and you know, when you pull a trap, it comes up, and you know, you have a little bit of kelp on your trap. It's down there, and you see it on the machines. But as far as surface kelp, Clemente, and all the different offshore islands, and even the areas that we fish, Bonitas, Cedrus, boy, there's just a lack of it.
You're not
San Martin, it's just rock. And it's opened up opportunities for, like, the guys fishing calicos. Now that they could fish, like, boilers and stuff like that, that you could never even get next to or near because the cow bed was so thick. But yet, on the other hand, it's, you know, as far as wind protection and stuff from you, like, surfing at the cliffs and stuff in the afternoon, there is none without that cow bed. And it's...
It'll come back, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, what do you think that does to, like, your fishing for long range guys? Does the lack of kelp down the coast, does that affect your fishing at all for yellowtail?
Yeah, I mean, we as far as for yellowtail, we lose less fish in the kelp. Mm. Everyone's wonders because, you know, how many bumper stickers have we seen I break for kelp patties? Mm-hmm. There's still areas of kelps. I would say it's hard in a lot of areas for us to find any type of kelp, but it's that's how it is normally on a normal year.
Yeah.
And there's other areas where there's current breaks and stuff where there's kelps all over the place. But, you know, I would say overall it's the kelp. I like having kelp. It just everything thrives. It seems like when it's a kelpier, cooler type year.
When you find the right kelp in the right kind of water, and they're hard to find, they're usually holding, right?
Yeah, that's everyone's dream.
Yeah.
There is finding a kelp that's loaded, because it's all of us in sport fishing have experienced it, you know, day makers.
Yeah,
it's like you find that kelp that's loaded and it's everyone has a good time.
No doubt about it. Well, tell us about the operation for those that for somehow may not be familiar with the American Angler. You have a very loyal following, and I know the spot we run with Lori's voice, who runs the office. It's a family operation.
Well, it's an owner operated type gig, and so everybody out there who owns their own businesses or goes and to different deals, owner operated type businesses, from the time you call and Lori picks up the phone and answers to being on the boat, myself, Sam, Ray, who's been with us since he's 18. He's 30 years old now, and he is going to own the whole deal and the whole boat once me and Sam are out to pasture, so to speak. So it is, and it's a smaller size boat as far as the long range boats are concerned, but
92 feet, right?
It's 90 foot, and it's one of those things. It's kind of easier to manage though, having a smaller boat. You know where all your crew members are, and you kind of have a better feel about what's going on in the boat. But we just try and show the people a good time. It's hard to satisfy everybody, but we sure die trying.
Super comfortable boat, and you guys operate year round. You'll do everything in the summer, you do the fall, you do the spring, and of course those long trips in the winter, right?
Yeah, pretty much May through the end of February, we're busy.
Yeah.
And then the other time, I see you at the dock every day, and we're doing our maintenance.
Yeah, indeed. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Brian's a wealth of knowledge about local fishing, long range fishing, whatever you want to talk about. This guy's been around for quite a number of years, both here in San Diego, as well as all over Southern California. If you want to join us, toll free. There's a line open right now, but there won't be for long, at 877-792-1090. Also, 858-457-1090 open right now. You want to get through, you better take your chances while you can, because we're giving away one great prize this morning. Thanks to the great people over at AFCO, we're giving away that AFCO Performance Package that I just wear all the time. It's the AFCO Performance shirt, the performance shorts, and, of course, that AFCO face mask to protect you from the sun. And along with that, you're also going to receive from the people over at Ahi USA a six-pack of live deception jigs. Those live deception jigs have been getting them here lately. So you're going to get a six-pack of that along with that great AFCO performance package. And when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls, talk more with Brian Kiyohara from the American Angler. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all-inclusive and offer old-world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 300 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish. Burn less fuel. If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, along with Captain Brian Kiyohara from the American Angler. Just one line open. You better get through while you can at 877-792-1090. I have a chance to talk to Brian Kiyohara. I'm going to almost call you a legendary guy.
No, please don't. Yeah, please don't. Yeah.
A guy that's been around a while in the fishing business here for sure, Brian Kiyohara. And you have a chance to win that AFCO Performance Package along with that six-pack of the Live Deception Jigs from Ahi USA. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones, and let's start it off with Dan in Encinitas. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to know what the process was on getting permits to fish Guadalupe with the fleet, and if you're lucky enough to fish it, being that it's a structure, even if the, do you still need a that whole 12-mile passport card deal? Thanks.
Yes, you need a passport and to get one of those FMM to go there.
And a special permit, too.
Oh, and a special permit, yeah. To go to Guadalupe. The guys that are fishing Guadalupe, they're having phenomenal fishing. As far as the American Angler is concerned, the whole Guadalupe, we are in the process of getting the whole permit and stuff through Ensenada there. Right now we're getting our environmental impact report together, and hopefully it's going to go to the permit process here real soon.
All right, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090 open right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Brian, wanted to pick your brain a little bit here on what's the difference from your perception between two rods that are basically rated for the same Spectra pound test, but one's a rail rod and one's just a traditional casting rod?
You know, the rail rods are the ones that I see come on the boat. They're stiffer nowadays, and so there's more backbone. I've always been the advocate of using the rail, especially now with all these reel companies coming out with these phenomenal two-speed reels and stuff. There's really no reason why anyone should actually have to stand up and actually pull on one. It's one of those things that's kind of evened out and made all our anglers in the same league. When I first started and it was single-speed reels, you had to just be this man of a man to stand up there and pull on these things for 2 hours at a time. But now if you can walk a few miles, if you can walk around the block 10 times, anybody could catch a 300-pound tuna with the right coaching.
The rail, why is it an advantage for you?
It's just you can put an extreme amount of pressure on the fish without putting an extreme amount of pressure on your body.
Yeah,
it's just using the leverage of the rail. It's since the inception of two-speed reels, it's pretty much been the way and the way to go. I mean, you could wind in the 250 pounder, and then go have a soda pop, and then come back out and
do it again.
Throw another bait out rather than laying in the gallon recouping for a day.
Why do you like stiffer than not stiffer rods on the rail?
You know, it's that's just the rail rods that I see. I like the softer rods myself.
Really?
It's just there's more give. You know, people have gone to this Spectra and short top shots of fluorocarbon. I see more fish lost nowadays than I did before. You know, when the fish is close in color, the ultimate thing would to be have a longer rod with some bend to it and have the top shot of monofilament just for that little stretch, just that little bit more leeway that it gives you. I see more fish get unbuttoned now than I ever have, you know.
Hooks pull,
you know, the whole popper thing with the Spectra and short top shots. It's really tough, yeah. You know, on the whole hook inserted in the fish's mouth. There's a lot of pressure there.
When you get close, especially on a big fish, you can want to button it down, right, to get it to the boat.
Yeah.
And that's when you want a little bit of stretch.
Yeah, a little bit of stretch, whether it be your rod bending a little bit more or that monofilament stretch, it's definitely in your advantage.
Yeah, all right. Any you like the 7-foot rail rod, 7.2-foot rail rod?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. Gary Taroka brings out these CalStar rods all the time. He's always trying. He's an engineer, so he's, you know, always trying new things. And he even brought out an 8-foot rod, and it's in the right hands. It's an effective tool. You know, you're not worried about the inside part of the circle when the big fish is circling in the corner or something as much. And so a 7-foot rod, it's for the average angler, it's a nice tool.
You still see a lot of the seasoned anglers using harnesses and belts?
No.
You just don't see that anymore.
No, not so much anymore. It used to be the way on, you know, back on the Royal in the 80s. It's like, oh, go grab my harness. And which one? It's a yellow one. You'd look up in the tackle center, there'd be 35 yellow harnesses. And it's not like that anymore. You know, just the equipment, the rods and the reels have gotten so much better. It's just,
yeah.
They're efficient.
You combine the efficiency and the weight of the new 2-speed reels, the efficiency of the new rail rods, they just work.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it.
Changed a lot.
Changed.
Yeah. Do you think it's that anybody is capable of landing a cow tuna on the American Angler with today's tackle?
Yeah, as long as you, like I said, as long as you can walk a few miles,
yeah.
You know, as long as you're in good enough cardiovascular shape.
Yeah.
Sure, anybody can. You know, because we always joke, it's like being a Lamaze coach. Okay, breathe. It's like one of those gigs. Under the right tutelage, pretty much anyone could land one. Like, I tell my crew members a lot, it's so important to be the coach because you're the one actually landing the fish. It's just our customer's the one turning the handle.
Right.
So a lot of times if the fish gets lost or if it's caught, a lot of it has to do with who the coach was, and I'm sure a lot of our passengers out there that are listening or, you know, that fish other boats, they could remember their 300-pounder that they caught and the crew member that was standing by right next to them.
Man, I tell you, some of the fish I've caught on long-range boats, I never could have done it without the coach standing right there. The coach is such an important part of that long-range opportunity.
It is. And you know, for the crew member, looking at the other standpoint side of it, for the crew member, it's the amount of satisfaction that you get watching somebody land a fish of a lifetime. It's pretty much why guys do it.
Because you guys do it every day. You see it. You know exactly how to play the coach game.
Always learning.
Yeah.
Always learning. You know, it's one of those things, as soon as we say, okay, I know, it's 180 degrees happens. But always constantly learning and trying to do our best.
Yeah. You have quite a crew on the American Angler. And do you have guys that specialize in coaching, tying knots? Do you have like, okay, this is the guy you want to tie your knots. This is the guy that we want to put next to this 300-pound pounder that we think is
it's all our kids are real good at all of it. You know, it's one of those things that it's not like a football team where you have a quarterback and you have a linebacker. It's pretty much our team. We try and teach everybody and have everyone learn every aspect of the job. And so, you know, if and when they do leave us, they're prepared to pretty much run and operate their own boats or do, you know, tackle whatever conquest which may happen their way in life.
I have to laugh. You say any of our kids, you say that. And then you go into Mitch's Seafood there at Point Loma Sport Fishing, and you see that you were one of those kids standing next to Rollo. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, Tim Ekstrom and all those guys. You know, you were one of those kids once, right?
Oh, it goes by quick. Yeah. And it's one of those things talking about those guys. I had the good fortune of working with and for a lot of good deckhands and captains.
Oh, yeah. And it's pretty amazing what the things we've all learned over the years, right?
Still learning, yep.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's head up to Katmai Lodge and talk to our good buddy, Jeff Topp. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Pete. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, doing terrific. How's life at Katmai? I'll bet that trout fishing is getting better.
Life is real good right now. We've had a whole bunch of silver salmon come in the river.
Ooh.
And we're catching them like we do the chum. There's a bunch of chum mixed in. And, yeah, you hit it on the head, Pete. Trout fishing's getting better and better every day, man. We got salmon spawning. We got trout eating beads. We're doing our fly-out program now. A lot of healthy rainbows in our drainage right now. Pretty proud of that.
Yeah, this time of the year is the time of the year that you guys, Bob, who's the general manager, as well as the float plane pilot for Katmai's very own float plane, fly up to the famous Moraine and the American rivers, and you know you're basically fishing in those rivers with brown bear fishing for trout while they're fishing for sockeye salmon, right?
Absolutely. So you get to sit there and you're catching all these beautiful rainbow trout, and you look upstream and there's a few bears eating salmon. You look downstream and there's a few bears eating salmon, and it's quite the day. You know, you got tons of red salmon there spawning, so you're looking at them and rainbows darting behind them eating eggs and all the wildlife you can think of. You know, they're all enjoying those salmon right now.
Yeah, and that's amazingly enough, when we were there for our trip a month ago, that fish was down in the lower river right there in front of the lodge. That fish has traveled like 70 miles, right? And now it's up there spawning in those rivers up in the mountains, right?
Oh, at least, yeah. It's quite a run they take, you know, and they go through there are two lakes that feed this river, then they go up into those tributary streams, and, you know, those rainbow trout migrate right up there with them and get right in there because they know that's the best food source of the fall. You know, and then as our fall moves on, those trout are going to come right back down into our river, and we're going to catch them on flesh flies and things like that. So we got a lot of great trout fishing coming up in the next couple, 3 weeks, you know, right on through the first couple weeks of September. So
wow.
Life's good.
Wow, fantastic. Well, it sounds like great times, and I know our trip next July, which is prime time up at Katmai Lodge, is already filling up, and the opportunity to fish in this legendary lodge is just fantastic. I can't wait myself, and I know one of our lucky people that come to our San Diego County four-dealer live remotes is going to have a chance to go with us next July. That's going to be really cool. I'm looking forward to coming back, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. That's really cool that you guys can do that for somebody who's lucky enough to win a trip up here, you know. I mean, you guys do a great job there, and the group brought last time was amazing, you know. The group of couples all had a wonderful time, you know, and the nice lodge area here and all the new things they've done, man. It's a great place for people to come up, husbands, wives, kids, families. It doesn't matter, man. We're having a great time up here. We're crushing them.
Yeah. Lolly and I had that sockeye on a cedar plank last night, put it on the barbecue. Man, that stuff is so good.
Cedar planks away, man, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's what we catch when we go up there. So, hey, Jeff, if somebody wants to book a trip to Katmai, wants to come up for the trophy trout season this year or book a trip the next year, how do we get to Katmai?
Well, check out our website at katmai.com. It'll help answer any questions anybody's got. And then just give us a call on the 800 number. It's 1-800-330-0326. You can email us at katmai.com. Just check us out on Facebook. The website answers a lot of questions. So, check it out and get up here and see us. You know, we're right in the heart of some of the best trout fishing in the world. So,
yep.
Now's the time.
Trout and salmon for sure. Hey, thanks, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks, Pete. Be good. See ya.
All right. See you later. All right. Ed in Escondido, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Great.
I got a 3-day coming up and 39 days on your boat. What can I expect or what should I bring?
39 days and
39
counting.
Days. As far as fishing, it's tough. It's tough to know what we're going to be fishing for in 2 days from now.
Yeah.
Right.
But there has been this yellowfin tuna showing up more and more here for the locally, 40 to 80 miles from San Diego. And that fish, there's been quite a bit of it, but like a lot of this local fish, it hasn't been biting. So it's been touchier. I know the guys have been using lighter line, a lot of 20-pound tests and fluorocarbon and smaller hooks, stuff like that. So hopefully that yellowfin tuna keeps showing up more and more in force. And we were talking about the Dorado a little bit earlier on kelps. And then, you know, obviously there's been some yellowtail at different spots up and down the coast that we could have possibly fished for. So I would just, as far as what you're bringing, 20 to 50-pound test and everything in between.
There you go. All right. Hey, have a great trip. Good luck. You guys, that's cool. You guys do three-day trips, day-and-a-half trips, introduce people to that
sure.
American Angler family.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. And the cool thing is, too, your schedule's online. You have online booking?
Online booking. You can call Lori. Lori's the best way to gather information.
You got to want to talk to Lori anyway.
So. Definitely.
Yeah, no doubt. But day-and-a-half trips, three-day trips, all the way up to, like, 15-day trips, right?
All the way up to 14-day trips, 14 yes.
Day.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Very good. Hey, let's find out what's biting in the Baja right now. Our buddy cast man Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours is on the line, and this report sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli, Mexican, California licenses, trips and six-pack charters, and when it comes to freshwater tackle, you got to check out East County Bait and Tackle, a full line of freshwater tackle and live bait for a great day on the lake. That's Dana Landing right across from SeaWorld at the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, and then East County Bait and Tackles at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com for more information. I got to remind you, too, a week from today, we're going to have Ryan Escuta from ECBT is going to be right here in the studio talking freshwater tackle, saltwater tackle. Ryan has a wealth of knowledge about both things. He used to work at Seaforth Sport Fishing there, and he's now running ECBT out there, which is the focal point of the East County area there, tackle stores. He'll be in the studio with us next Saturday right here on Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, Castman, what's going on?
Good morning, Pedro. Just got back Tuesday from the East Cape. Cast Tours had their 14th annual Big Fish Roundup, and I'm telling you, it was a tough tournament as far as fish go. We were able to fill all five categories of the tuna, but nothing really big. Actually, the first place fish was a 37-pounder caught by Rigo Valenzuela, and we did fill those five places. They went anywhere from 37 down to 33.9. pounds. As far as the Dorado Wahoo, we have five categories or five places there. We only filled two places, and the top fish was a 20.5 Wahoo caught by Miguel Rangel, and then the second place was a 5.5 Dorado. So it's pretty dismal fishing this year, and plus we had that tropical storm Javier come through, and actually all the boats got pulled on Monday, which curtailed our last day of fishing. But overall, we had 16 boats in the tournament, and everybody had a great time, and unfortunately, the fishing wasn't all that good. If we made it a marlin tournament, it would have been fabulous. I'm telling you, there's so many blue marlin down there right now, along with sails, that if a guy really wants to catch a blue marlin, man, now's the time to go. They're all the way from La Paz there, Saravo, all the way down around Punta Gordo, and, of course, over on the Pacific side, and if those fish hang around, probably could see some big fish for the Bisbee tournament and the Cabo tournament itself. So in October, but otherwise, as far as the fishing goes, there very very limited tuna, very limited wahoo, there's hardly any Dorado. I guess most of the Dorado are up here. That water's just too hot for them down there. And you know, with the hopefully the keep hearing news that El Nino is coming, that'll cool the water off and. That will definitely bring in the fish back into the Sea of Cortez. It's just like a big, big spa down there. I mean, the water is just so hot. As far as the fishing goes, the hot spots right now is down in Zihuatanejo there. Lots and lots of sails, a few blues mixed in. Just a few miles off the harbor there, it's blue water, 5-6 miles out. And, of course, the inshore fishing for the roosters is really, really good. I might note myself and my two guys that helped me out with the tournament, Mike Chavira and Joe Barsimo, we fished on a Super Ponga on Sunday out of East Cape just for half a day because we have to be back in Way Fish at 2 o'clock. But we got seven really nice amberjack, and they were anywhere from, 20 to 40 pounds. And
Nice.
Really, really nice, nice quality amberjack. So it was really, really good. But, Pete, unfortunately, we had one spot open up for our bass tournament to Lake El Salto with Ricky and I for February 4-8. Mike Mason, a good client of ours, passed away and opened up a spot. So we do have one spot open. Anybody wants to join us on that great bass fishing trip to one of the best lakes around for the largemouth bass, can give me a call at Cass Tours at 800-593-6510. Also, we still got openings for our Christmas Island trip the end of June next year. Anybody wants to join us on that fabulous trip? But otherwise, give us a call at Cass Tours, 800-593-6510. Check us out on the web at www.casstours.com, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Talk to you next Saturday. Thanks, Cass, man. Welcome home, and we'll see you next Saturday. Appreciate that.
Thanks,
Cass
Pete.
Tours report here. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones. John in Carlsbad, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, Pete. Hey, Brian. This is John Plaziak calling. I just want to say good morning.
Good morning.
And let you guys know that I'm booked on a 14-day trip next year, the Ken's Custom Reels trip.
Oh, you lucky guy.
Just kind of looking to see if you could give me a little information on what type of tackle to bring, terminal rigs, so on and so forth, and maybe what we're going to be targeting and kind of what I can expect on that trip.
Pretty much ahead. On Ken's long trip, I would go into Ken's. I'm sure you're ready to go in there. He's the wealth of knowledge as far as tackle, top shots, all of that. As far as top shots are concerned, he also it's a pretty good deal buying your top shots pre-made from Ken. Our crew always talks about it whenever they're helping people rig up their all their gear and different top shots. When a customer walks up on the upper deck and says, "Here's my 100 pound rod and this and that," and then they have in their hand a bag of top shots made by Ken or Wes or one of the guys at the shop, the crew just looks, "Well, you're set.
This is it.
You're good." We have all the equipment on board. You know, we're not in the business to make money off our tackle. We're just in the business of of having the right gear if you don't have it.
So if John doesn't have a big two-speed, something like that, you've got
exactly.
It. You'll let him
exactly.
Use it.
Pretty much all we have rental gear for our day-and-a-half trips all the way to our 14-day
okay.
trips. You just have to let Lori know.
In advance.
You know, we're fortunate to have Avet and Accurate and Penn and all these different reel companies have been good to us, and they want us to use their gear, and the guys keep it up in pretty good shape, and they're all filled with Spectra, and all our rods and stuff are good to go. So we have all the equipment if you don't have it, John. But as far as prepping for it, I would just go see Ken.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call, John. When we come back, we're going to talk more fishing here with Captain Brian Kiyohara, find out what's biting out on the water. A lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming up your way right here on the Mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
The Southwest Council of the International Federation of Fly Fishers invites anyone and everyone to its annual fly fishing fair Friday, October 14th through Sunday, October 16th in Bishop, California. Pick from a stacked list of seminars, events, and classes offered by some of the biggest experts in the region on fly tying, fly casting, and fly fishing techniques, tailored for beginner and experienced anglers alike. And while you're at it, spend some time on the water at local hotspots with some of the area's top guides while learning innovative techniques and practices. Mark your calendar now for October 14th to 16th at the Tri-County Fairgrounds in Bishop. Registration opens October 14th at SouthwestCouncilIFFF.org. Tickets are $15 for individuals and $20 for families, good for all 3 days. Check the website for lodging and information and more. SouthwestCouncilIFFF.org or the links page at hookup1090.com. See you in October in the heart of the Eastern Sierra.
Good morning, it's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Sierra is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
We are right in the middle of a red-hot fishing season, and now is the time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Daiwa has been making great saltwater reels for decades, and the Daiwa Saltus Black Gold is an outstanding star drag reel, perfect for casting a bait or a jig on aggressive tuna and yellowtail. When you need more power, the Daiwa Saltus Lever Drag 2-speed reel should be your choice. And we have them all in stock now at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Major League Playoffs and World Series. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Brian Kierhar from American Angler here. We're giving away an AFCO performance package with the AFCO shorts I wear every day, the performance shirt, and the face mask, which you got to wear to keep that sun off your face, and a six-pack of live deception jigs from IUSA. Been a busy morning. Phones have been packed, but you have a chance right now at 858-457-1090. Open right now. Got to tell you, welcome back to Mammoth Lakes and the good people up at Mammoth Lakes, Mammoth Visitors Bureau, for being back with us on Let's Talk Hookup as a sponsor. And they planted last week 4,000 pounds of trout. That's following up the next stocking of 3,800 pounds of trout up in Mammoth Lakes. You know, they're planting way more trout this year, and the fishing has just been off the charts there up in Mammoth Lakes. And you want an example of that? If you're a Facebook subscriber of ours, I posted a picture on Facebook yesterday of a beautiful trout caught up at Lake Mary right there in the Mammoth Lakes Basin. You know, this is the best time of the year to go up the Mammoth Lakes. As we approach fall and throughout the fall, all the way into the end of the season into November, best time of the year to go up the Mammoth Lakes. So check visitmammoth.com for more information and get up there and go catch some big trout. Let's talk to Harvey in Simi Valley. Good morning, Harvey. Thanks for listening to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. Brian, I'm interested in knowing, one, how the winter season's shaping up, if you have, if you can go by the, you know, long term. And secondly, what are your feelings about Cowtown this year?
Mr. Belkin, that's a loaded question. Who knows? I mean, because right now it's hurricane season down there. So the lower banks and hurricane banks, stuff like that, there's hurricanes going to be rolling through there for the next few months. So
don't want to be there.
Don't want to be there. No. Don't want to be there. Hopefully it's good fishing, but right now nobody's been down there, and it's pretty hard to tell. As far as Cowtown, like outside Meg Bay and stuff, it's real early for that still, too. The water's real warm down there. Pete just got a text from one of the guys that he had pretty good wahoo fishing outside Meg Bay. But as far as the Cowtown and whether or not we're going to be catching big cows on those banks outside Meg Bay, nobody knows. It's still a little early for that.
Well, that was you're referring to the ultimate year, which was 2005, right? When
2005, 2006, yeah. 2006,
those years, we certainly hope to see a repeat of that.
Yeah, you know that we talked about cycles before. That's cyclical too, because I remember in 2004, Sammy was driving and we caught a 300 pounder down there, and we had a catch of 120 pounders, and I remember we backed into the dock and Sam's dad, who ran Saners for his entire life, was waiting at the dock, and he goes, "Where'd you boys get those?" And, outside Meg Bay, and he goes, 30 miles? And we said, yeah. And he goes, oh, yeah, we used to four-pole fish there, you know, quite often. So they before 05 and all these famous years that put Cowtown on the map, the old-time commercial fishermen, they've been there and done that in previous years.
All right, Harvey, good luck. We all hope that happens. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. The mighty Drew Card from the mighty Pacific Queen is on the line. Good morning, Drew.
Morning, guys. How's it going this morning?
Great, Drew.
Hey, doing great. Of course, you've been catching some nice fish there, Drew.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a pretty incredible year, especially on that big bluefin, which is, I've never seen anything like that. I don't know if Brian's ever seen anything like that, but it's been pretty spectacular for us. We had a couple trips last week where we had a one day trip where we had two over two, and I think we had four others over 100. We had another trip, a multi-day trip, where we had three over two, the biggest being 248, and we had eight over 100 that same day. I know Marcus brought in one last week, 278. So what we've seen locally, that big bluefin is pretty unreal. It's been pretty cool to experience. But we're doing something a little different today. We're fishing yellowfin tuna, and we fished it yesterday as well. We got a little different group, you know, so they were more into catching multiple fish rather than just one big one. And we're having a nice trip. We see very good sign of yellowfin tuna. Call it's probably, well, it's definitely in one-day range. And it doesn't bite all day, but it bites at certain times throughout the day. And we had a pretty nice day yesterday. We ended up with, I think, 75 yellowfin tuna. We're seeing it pretty good this morning. Nobody's really catching it yet, although we did just stop and we just caught one, and it looks like we got one going. So things are perking up. It seems like anyway. You know, we're seeing good sign of it, so hopefully it'll just continue to get better and hopefully start to bite a little better.
Oh, that's great news for everybody's ears there for sure, Drew. I mean, the big cows, bluefin, are really cool, but it's like not for everybody, but yellowfin tuna that's biting, that's for everybody. That's what we want right now, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's a little more user-friendly for, you know, the majority of people. And then, you know, and then there's some decent kelp patty fishing below here. We didn't partake in that this trip just because the weather's up a little bit, but there's been some good scores on Dorado coming in, and there's some really nice grade of yellowtail on the kelps. You know, not all that Dorado is super nice grade, but there are a good mix of it mixed in, and then not to mention just that good yellowtail fishing on the kelps down there as well. So I think things are starting to straighten up, and I think you're going to start to see, you know, some nice fishing go on here towards the end of the month.
Fantastic, Drew. Well, if somebody wants to ride the Pacific Queen out of I heard some yelling, somebody must have hooked one. Hey, if somebody wants to ride the Pacific Queen, what's the opportunity?
You can call Fisherman's Landing, 619-221-8500, or you can sign up directly at pacific-queen.com. It looks like we got another bite. I hear some yelling, so I better go on deck.
All right. Thanks, Drew. Appreciate that report from the Pacific Queen. That is good news, isn't it,
Keep
Ryan?
Getting them, Drew. Yeah.
That's really Absolutely. Fantastic news. He and his guys have been on it this year, haven't they?
Absolutely. They've been doing a great job. Yeah. You know, we have seen this great of bluefin around before, but what we have never seen, I would say, probably talking to Loomis too, he would agree, is how they've just camped out in this basin and how they've just
been here for months.
Yeah, just been. You know, at times it goes down and people don't see them, but it comes right back up when the weather gets good. You know, 33-18 cross, the 43, the 209, it's just, they just never leave. And,
yeah.
You know, Sean Trowbridge came back this year and
yeah,
is running
right.
boats. And so we were kind of talking about what he's missed since he's been in Idaho. And it's when we owned the Queen, it used to be when the fish hit the short banks, what we call, you know, the 302 and stuff like that. It's, we were always leery to even fish it. Because it would be like the launching pad. Like if the albacore moved into the 43 or the 302, it's like, uh-oh, who's going to, you know, have the guts to start there? Because it would be the launching pad to, like, just, boom, vanish and take off, you know, on their migration. But, you know, in the last 3 or 4 years, it's been amazing how it gets into these short banks and it never leaves. It just camps
right.
out. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a good sign that Drew's calling in and, catching, he said very much in local range, so that we gotta love that.
Yeah, Drew and the guys in the Queen, they've done a phenomenal job this year for sure.
They have, no doubt about it. All right, one line open at 877-792-1090. Open right now. Next up, Matt in Newport, you're up. Thanks for calling. Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Morning, guys. I'm leaving on a day and a half leaving tomorrow night. I was wondering if I should bring a 100-pound bluefin setup or just stick with the standard gear.
I think it depends upon what boat you going on.
The new Loanne.
Oh, there's a good possibility that Marcus might do that. I can't speak for him, but of the rigs that have been going and doing that bluefin thing, Marcus has definitely been the main guy.
One of the ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I would, or call the landing and see if they have any idea whether they're going out front looking for that bluefin or going down the beach and fishing that school-sized yellowfin.
Hey, Matt, do you have it?
Yes, I got a 100-pound setup all ready to go. I was on the new Loanne before, and they're really great with helping you set up, you know, the 130-pound leaders on whatever flat falls or whatever you want to have.
If you have it, bring it.
Yeah, there you
Doesn't
go.
Hurt.
Sounds good.
Why not? Hey, thanks a lot. Good luck on your
good
trip.
Luck.
We hope you find one for sure. Indeed. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. And when we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls, talk more fishing here with Brian Kiyohara from the American Angler, and get some catch reports. Stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate.
I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leno. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandAero.com. It's unique.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The Yamaha V6 Offshore 4-Strokes have some pretty impressive fans, the pros. These award-winning outboards have really delivered for pro anglers across the country. In fact, Florida-based pro tournament fisherman, guide, and TV host Rick Murphy says he's even taken the 300's power inshore. He mounted a 300 to his 23-foot bay, adding 50 horses, losing 40 pounds, and getting that baby up to 70 miles per hour. What's not to like about that? Check out the Yamaha V6 Offshore 4-Stroke 300, 250, and 225 at your Yamaha Marine dealer.
Last year, we had an unbeatable fishing season. One of the best in decades. I think we'll all take another year just like it. Now, just imagine what it could be like if we have an unbeatable season 39 years in a row. Well, that's exactly what Ford has done with their F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks 39 years in a row. We love our F-150s here in San Diego. Ford trucks give you the freedom to launch your boat with ease thanks to Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The freedom to toss all your gear in the bed no matter how wet and messy it gets. And the freedom to fit 5 full-size guys comfortably in the cab. And right now, during the Ford Freedom Sales event, you'll get the freedom from interest charges with Ford's best finance rate of the year. Freedom from high monthly payments thanks to special summer lease programs, plus the freedom to save even more on trucks with smart bonus tags. It's an incredible combination of savings on an incredible lineup of trucks. So don't miss the Ford Freedom Sales event. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.